Texte numéro 63. Mothers need not apply. Meet Kiki Peppard, a 53-year-old switchboard operator and grandmother from Pennsylvania who claims she is one of millions of victims of maternal profiling. Defined as employment discrimination against a woman who has or will have children, feminist groups say that maternal profiling has reached epidemic proportions and is getting worse. In essence, it involves employers building up information on a woman's age, marital status, and family commitments to determine whether to hire her, how much to pay her, and how much responsibility to give her. Is she likely to have children and need maternity pay? Will she want to work shorter hours? All these factors push women up against a maternal wall, which has been described as the new glass ceiling, potentially stopping them from landing a job for which they are well qualified. Unbelievably, then as now, it was perfectly legal in 28 states, including Pennsylvania, for interviewers to ask questions about a job applicant's marital status, family plans, and caring responsibilities. At the end of 2007, the New York Times called maternal profiling one of the political buzzwords of the coming year. In the UK, asking questions in a job interview about a woman's maternal status would leave an employer open to a sex discrimination case. Yet, there is a great deal of evidence that such profiling goes on unspoken. And it is a practice that affects not just mothers, but all women of childbearing age. Whether or not you intend to have children, the possibility that you might could well be enough to put off a potential employer. Women of childbearing age increasingly seem to be seen as difficult employees, so much so that earlier this month, Alan Sugar commented that the laws preventing employers asking women about their family plans and childcare arrangements have resulted in him throwing some candidates' CVs in the bin. This discriminatory behaviour has always taken place, of course, but it is hoped that by giving it an emotive name, with its connotations of racial profiling and offender profiling, the problem might gain new recognition and an organised campaign of opposition. If you're a mother in America, maternal profiling is likely to have happened to you. Some US companies are already voluntarily showing support to parents, regardless of their state laws, because they fear future litigation. But there is a knock-on effect even to these preemptive moves. Giving preferential treatment to people who have familial responsibilities has created a backlash involving employees who lack such responsibilities. And in future, these childless employees could bring reverse discrimination suits over the injustice of always being the ones asked to work late and at weekends. Adapted from The Guardian, February 2008.